Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, welcome to this clip from The Debate Show. We're going to be talking about why Man City are able to maintain this flat period of dominance, whereas Liverpool seem to have a little bit of up and down within that. On The Debate Show as well, we also discuss why Trent's being made the scapegoat and picked a South American Liverpool 11. That is all over on Redmen Plus. But here on YouTube, we are on the road to 500,000 subscribers. We are tantalisingly close. So if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you consume our content elsewhere, come to YouTube, click that subscribe button and get us to 500,000. What a journey it has been. We've got massive things planned when we do hit that threshold, but we've got to get there. So if you enjoy the content, click that subscribe button on YouTube right now. Anyway, let's chat Liverpool, Man City and dominance.
My concern is something that it's actually, and this season for me, it's not concerned, it's a debate topic, is this season that's highlighted it, because what I've seen for the last 5 years, which is what we referenced with Liverpool from 18-19 through to now 22-23, is we've seen some Liverpool become a really high level football club, but there seems to be a consequence for when we hit certain heights. So 18-19, we were brilliant, we got on a run, we eventually win the European Cup. The pain of not winning the Premier League on 97 points then kind of fed us and allowed us to continue the momentum until basically we'd won the league. We get beat by Watford, and I don't care what anyone says, we fall off a cliff from there because we struggle to get wins the next couple of games. We get knocked out the FA Cup, we get knocked out the Champions League, although probably unfortunately. Then we have lockdown, that comes back, we pitter-patter through, win the league, don't quite maintain the levels, go into 2021, everything falls apart, rebuild ourselves from the end of that, have an unbelievable season again, and we then get to a point where it's happening again. So what I've seen the pattern is for me is that I think Liverpool Football Club have a multitude of gears, and our top gear is untouchable, even to Manchester City. But it's the sustainability of that I want to question today. And I want to ask, why do Manchester City, or why are they able to maintain a level? Or they may be sometimes just subpar for a bit, but they only really have two levels, subpar and bang on it. And they can win games like they did on Sunday by playing well. But I wouldn't say they were unbelievable. They were clinical and played well. Why can they sustain their level of dominance for 5-6 years flat, and we can't? What is it that differs between the two sides? I think I have an answer, but I'm intrigued to see what you boys think.
Yeah, I think that's really, really interesting, because you're right. And sometimes I think the tough thing with this is that we feel it more acutely because, you know, because we're Liverpool fans, and Liverpool are at the nose of the grindstone against Man City. Man City fans feel exactly the same way about us, which is always worth putting out. Like, you know, they've come out on top more often in the league.
Yeah.
But they are just as exhausted with all this as we are, because they feel like Liverpool generally won't go away. Like, we're probably slightly more critical. Now, I agree. You know, we've had now two. This is another season where it looks like it's going to fall below expectations. If it does, and my suspicion is it's an injury thing, and the problem with that, why I think it is that in order to match City, you've got to ask more from less. So you've got to run with what you've got. You've got to double down on what you've got more. You can't just go, that's one bad season from you, off you go. Liverpool have got to give lads two or three seasons to make sure they're getting the most out of them, and to make sure financially, you know, the amortisation of them on the books, which means that you can afford to let them go at a lower price if you want to down the line. And also, ultimately, Liverpool's style of football is a lot more intensive, because that's a style of football that Jurgen Klopp wants, but it's a style of football I think that we crave as fans as well, and that is very muscle intensive on the players that are required to play it. So a combination of the resources that Liverpool have had in getting here, I don't think they've been able to have enough quality and depth to rotate, and when that's come, it's come a little bit too late. And on top of that, ultimately, is because a set of freakish injuries in 2021 totally upset what we're doing. Yeah. You know, and it's worth wondering forever, like, if Jordan Pickford just doesn't snap Van Dijk, because Gomez and Matip get injuries.
Yeah. But probably because they have to play more, and maybe Gomez is the one we still don't know what happened. Yeah. But yeah, the rest of it.
But it's one of those where if Van Dijk doesn't get that injury, is that the thing that Liverpool just able to just keep it going a little bit longer in that run? That's my overall take on it. Is that we had for too long we had to run too few players into the ground because there was no one good enough to keep them fresh, particularly the front three in fresh rotation, whereas City have just always had, I think we got a bigger squad now.
Yeah,
but I think we missed the trick on that. I think we were a year too late to the party to really save the players who needed saving.
I think there's a lot of validity in what you just said, Paul, but I also think that Liverpool's biggest strength is also Liverpool's biggest Achilles heel, in that we're very, very systematic. We put a squad together built around a system, and we bought players for the system. Manchester City rely on footballers more than they do on the system, for me. You've got Bernardo Silva, Kevin De Bruyne. You can go through the names, I won't bother, you know who they are. But they're not so reliant on every facet of the system working to get a top performance. You said before, when we hit top gear, which I think is when the system works to the nth degree, we're too good for Manchester City, and we are, and I agree with you. But we kind of have to have all of our stars in alignment on the day for that to happen. Manchester City have got more sort of freestyle footballers who can dig them out of a hole. And everything Manchester City do, and this is evidenced at the weekend, is done in front of the back four. So they're ball players. They tore Man United apart to start with, and then they got sloppy and they conceded goals. They have Nathan Ake playing in their back four, who we all, I think, would agree, is not a world
beater. If you expose him, he's going to get exposed.
So what they did, when they get the ball and they look forward, they've no rival, they've no equal in football. And that is easier to sustain week in, week out, than driving this ruthlessly efficient machine, which is what we've become, like German technology, if you like. So whilst I say, again, our system is ruthlessly efficient, it's also really, really fragile when it doesn't work, which is why games like Aston Villa happen, where you just fall off a cliff, nothing works, and all of the roles in the team fall apart at once, and you stood there scratching your head going, what's going on here? First 20 minutes at Brighton, nobody did what they should do within the system.
It reminds me a bit of Benitez-ism when he talked about fighting against Man United and Chelsea, and he'd say, like, they're driving Ferraris and McLaren or whatever, and I'm in a top BMW, it's a brilliant car, but if I'm gonna race against them, I've got to be perfect. I've got to cut corners and I've got to do everything. Yeah. And that's always the problem with Manchester City. And it gets forgotten over the years because everyone just kind of gets lost in, oh, look at City, and they've now got the shiny things, and, you know, they've got the manager that draws all the eyes. But you know, eventually money wins, because there's nothing you're doing that they can't do. Because you create new innovative approaches to try and cut those corners to match what they've got, and you can do it, but I don't know how sustainable that is over a long period of time, because it means your recruitment's got to be better, because you can't afford to make as many mistakes, and then you can make all these advances in all the marginal gains, so you can get your sports science right, and you can get your nutrition right, and you can get all these things. This happened to Arsene Wenger. So it was Arsene Wenger against Alex Ferguson in the 90s and early noughties. He came in with a fresh, radical approach. He revolutionised the Premier League in what he was doing. But eventually Chelsea
came in.
True.
They're the ones who knocked Arsenal off, and then Man U picked back up again when they got Ronaldo.
But then all of a sudden what they were bringing in wasn't fresh anymore, because all of a sudden, well, everyone can go and buy players from France, and everyone can eat pasta before the game. You know what I mean? And everyone can cut the booze out. And I mean, the Bundesliga is the perfect example of this, and Klopp will know this firsthand from it, is, well, they just stole your best players and copied all your methods. And that's why, like, Pep Guardiola is an example as a manager. His football now is put through the Jurgen Klopp prism. So he's not playing the same football he played at Barcelona, because he had to go up against Jurgen Klopp in a more physical league in the Bundesliga and an even more physical league in the Premier League. But again, it's easier to adapt and change your styles when you can go, well, yeah, exactly, when you can throw money at the problem and you can say, well, this lad, oh, he doesn't work, all right, we'll get rid of him and bring another lad in, and another lad, and another lad, and another lad. So that's what, for me, is ultimately it, is it's not sustainable because... And it should be. This is not to defend Liverpool's transfer spending, because they're now at a point now where they should have built up a war chest. They should be going into the negative a little bit to spend some money. It shouldn't. You can afford to not have a year where you don't break even.
Yeah.
And make it up.
So,
from in the years to follow.
Right, sorry to interrupt the conversation, but the last fan standing show was made this week. No, me or Chris this week, but that doesn't mean it's not a great show. We're going to play a little clip. Make sure you head over to that channel, click the subscribe button, leave a comment underneath that video.
It was dreadful. We got it wrong in the first half, massively wrong. I think Rafael Varane going off injured didn't help, although when he was on the pitch, it wasn't pretty either. I think the selection of not picking Casemiro left us too open. Bruno and Eriksen in there is too open to play against Manchester City, I think. Previous times when we've played well against them, we've gone with McTominay and Fred in front of the defence. So we just kind of feel like maybe Casemiro starting, maybe a Fred starting, getting an extra body in helps. I think having, like you saw Martial make a huge difference to us. And that's what having a number nine will do. So hopefully he can stay fit now, because he'll bring a different dynamic to us. But yeah, it was dreadful. But I'm not panicking, because look, we're going to go up and down under this manager this season. But I do still think there's a potential we get top four, because, you know, Liverpool aren't playing well, Chelsea aren't playing well. You know, so I think anything can happen.
Yep, subscribe. Comment and check out Last Fan Standing every week over on the Bet Victor YouTube channel. Anyway, on with the show.
It just feels like to me, sorry to interrupt, it's kind of like an engine scenario where you get into the red part of the rev counter. This is what Liverpool are doing, and then they go, oh, we just need 5% more. Go on, push it a bit harder, push it a bit harder, and then something will snap eventually, won't it? And that's what we see every couple of years, that we have a massive wobble and things fall off.
Well, the two consistencies that probably Klopp would sit here and say, well, he would say, well, look at the 2 years we've had problems. We've had the COVID year was crazy, because the pre-season that we require for our system, we, you know, Klopp's built all his methods on normal football. In the last 4 years, there hasn't been normal football. You can't predict that. Everything about us, his whole education is on, you finish then, you start there. If you have a World Cup, we deal with it that way. The COVID season threw that in the bin. Man City suffered for the first 6 months for that as well, remember? Mm-hmm. And then this season's been the same. So that will definitely play a part in it. But it's really interesting how you see things, because, Steve, I almost feel as though it's a slightly contrasting view to the systems things. I actually think the reason why Man City are able to maintain their top level is because of Pep and Klopp. Pep's level and the way he plays his football, I think, is totally systematic. And I think this year is the only year you're seeing it differently, because I do think now if De Bruyne and Haaland bumped into each other and broke each other's legs, I think they'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
But previous to this season, when they didn't have them to just run and riot, I think they were so systematic. You could put bloody Foden left back and he'd still do a job. You know, the fact Cancelo plays left back so well, the fact that you know, Mahrez can play left or right, and you can have Bernardo Silva left centre mid or right centre mid or right wing, tells that story. And I think the way that Pep plays his football is less draining. I think the way Manchester City are as a football club, there's no emotional attachment, I don't care what anyone says, is less draining. I agree with you on the engine thing. I think Liverpool can sustain third and fourth gear, but third and fourth gear won't win you the league. No. Might win you the Champions League. I think to win the league, you have to be in fifth gear. And as you said, the way we play our football, we've got five of the best players in their position, even now in the league. Alisson, Robertson, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Van Dijk, Salah, and you could argue Thiago, depending on, you know, where you sit. Five or six. So we've still got those five or six players in our team, but we're still not winning games, because I think we do rely on a lot of individual brilliance. We rely on Salah to get the Golden Boot and the Creator Award. We rely on Trent to be unbelievable, from right back, Van Dijk, etc. And when we have to hit that top gear and push the red zone for 20 games, it's almost like, you know, when you see in the films where there's, you can have this Rumpelstiltskin, I'll give you this, but I'm going to have to take that. Yeah. And I think our style of football under Klopp means that when you reach that quadruple trace level and win 20 out of 22 games, whatever it is, there is a consequence to pay in the long run. And we didn't have enough of a break.
The other thing on this, and it just leads out of that, is Man City can afford to not do a pre-season tour.
Yes.
They can afford to go, we'll play three games in pre-season. They can afford to not go to the Far East because they can say, well, it's more important that we win the silverware. And Liverpool, as an enterprise, have to balance the whole package. Liverpool have to go and on those tours because they're so lucrative, because they need to be a money-making enterprise, where a city can literally invent a betting company, allegedly. And everything in between. When is that? I know. Honestly, fascinating.
All that leads is making us have this conversation. That's why I react the way I do, because of that. We don't need to get into it. But
so
yeah.
if you looked at an aerial view of Pep's career, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Manchester City, and you look down on the pitch of every single game, there would be repeat patterns of triangles.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the system.
Yeah.
Repeat patterns of triangles. Liverpool's system is about press, counter press, press, counter press. Work really hard, win the ball back high, create a system that turned Mo Salah, that none of us could ever have predicted would turn into the player he has.
Agreed, yeah.
Create a system that gets the absolute best out of Mo Salah. And everybody else around him works like absolute Trojans.
But we're the quickest attacking team, and that's the world's ever seen either. Yeah. Pep says it. He's never seen a team go from back to front as fast as Liverpool. But that requires huge risk. As you said before, Trent starts doing mad passes.
Kasper Schmeichel once said, when they play like that, they bully you into playing their way, and yeah. there's nothing you can do about it. And that is, and he was really angry. It was when we beat them 4-1 when Trent did the Mbappe celebration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was at the end of it. He was proper fired up and aggressive about it. And he's like, there is nothing you can do. And that's why we have success against Manchester City. When we hit the top gear, we can stay there.
Yeah.
They can't deal with us. Yeah. But that is so, so labour intensive over a long period of time.
Agreed, yeah. So that top level has a consequence. We did it from January to summer, didn't we? We did it to January till the 90th minute of the Real Madrid game. We were trying to get that equaliser, and it just waned. And in the end, all the players, and I think also a big effect of this season's end of that bit is massively down to what happened in against Villa. I felt horrendous coming out of that game. Sorry, against Wolves, I felt like we were playing Villa. I felt like Villa were playing us that last 10 minutes. So I felt so emotionally drained after that. Got myself up to go to Paris, and then it's inexplicable what happened there.
Yeah.
That is real, and Liverpool Football Club is closer to some of all of its parts than Manchester City, and it can't, and I keep trying to say this to my mates, you cannot underestimate the massive effect that's had on everyone. And then you lose a game and it brings it all back straight away. If you beat Fulham 4-2, great, or 4-1, but we didn't. And it all comes flushing back, and I think we're just more emotionally attached.
Yeah, no, I think that's a big point. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.